Hey there, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Moment. I am Cleo Berry, your host with the absolute most. And thank you for coming back and sitting down with us for a second, okay? On today's episode, we are talking all about body positivity. What is it exactly, huh? And how do you sit in your power, regardless of any size? I have to be honest with you. About 3 years ago, I went on my own weight loss journey. I know, I lost 175 pounds. Okay. But halfway through last year, I stopped going to the gym. And I gained about 15 or 16 pounds. So 3 weeks ago, beginning of the year, I snatched myself another gym membership. Okay, so I can snatch back the body that I want. I'm a work in progress, y'all. But along my journey, I've always had a family member, a friend, a member of my team, my agent, my manager, who says, you are big, but you're handsome. You are big, but you are beautiful. You're big, but you are funny, talented. But what does someone do who does not have that support system, who doesn't have that tribe around them, you know? And this isn't just about a big body. This is about a skinny mini, you know, a tall, lanky, a short and stout, or even someone who has the quintessential body that everyone wants. We all have something that doesn't sit right with us, something that we don't like about ourselves, okay? How do you sit in your power regardless of what everyone else sees? Now, for some current events, everyone's talking about the TikTok ban or the TikTok unban, and now there's a 75-day wait, and these influencers are going crazy. You know, they're trying to buy all these iPhones off of social media for astronomical prices because it's no longer on the Apple Store. You know, they're trying to continue making a living. You know, the world has changed now. Now, my next guest is someone who sits at the intersection of body positivity and social media influence. You might have seen her on the Tamron Hall Show, a CNN, TLC maybe. And now you get to see her on The Moment. Everyone, please help me welcome my homegirl, my friend, Dani Adams.
This is the moment, moment, let's be clear. This is your moment, moment, why you're here. This is the moment, moment, let's be clear. This is your moment, moment, why you're here. The mo, oh, 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 moment.
Welcome back to The Moment. I am your host with the absolute most, Cleo Berry. Now, the most of what? We are still trying to figure it out, so y'all stay tuned, okay? Today, I've got someone who, when I see them on social media, my eyes light up. She is joy personified, okay? Her smile completely just eases a room. You know, she oozes joy and positivity and all that good stuff that you want to be around all the time, okay? I am so happy that she's sitting down at this table. Everyone, please help me welcome my friend, my homegirl, Dani Adams.
Hey. Okay, I was like, ooh, you better talk about me.
Right? Tell the fuck about me. I know that's right. Okay, so I want to just dive right on into this.
Okay.
Everyone, this show's called The Moment. You're here for it. So let's talk about the moment that you realized your passion in life.
So honestly, I was being a social justice girly, arguing with Plies. That's my baby daddy.
The rapper Plies.
The rapper Plies. Let me let the people know who not from the South.
Right.
And so Plies had posted this video one day of his new video, and it was this girl singing Bounce When She Walk, Bounce When She Walk.
Hey, yes.
And so I was like, all in Plies comments, like, Plies, you said you like big girls, but why we not in your video?
Represent. I know that's right.
Yes. And so what ended up happening was Plies got tired. I can't cuss, can I? I can't. I ain't gonna cuss. Well, he said, I'm tired of this. And you know what he said after that? Somebody make a, all the BBWs make a video to my song dancing. So, no. 12 hours had went by, none of the girls had did it. And I done disrupted Plies' piece for no reason. So I made the video twerking. And then Plies posted me, and then it went viral. I didn't know what an influencer was. I didn't know. I was on, you know, just doing social justice stuff. And then I went viral, my first little thing.
You mean to tell me people out here dying, hoping, wishing, praying to God, Jesus, Jehovah, to be an influencer, and you just fell in it?
Yeah, I just fell in it. And my God. I knew nothing about being in so much so. All I had was like my social justice and political background. So I was flying city to city, like giving people a picture, a little card with my picture on it and saying, follow me. It was, follow me. I do body positivity. And I was, I was going to the clubs, to the DJs, like, hey, say my name on the mic, say my Instagram on the mic, and putting my Instagram and putting my card on people's cars. And believe it or not, a couple thousand followers came from me doing that.
I was on social media a while back and I had a lot of followers and my stuff got hacked. Wow. And I lost everything.
Okay.
And it's just, I'm just now sliding back into it and trying to take control of my own narrative and get more followers and stuff again. But I didn't own my audience. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard you talking about that, I was like, ding, ding, this is something that people need to know.
Yeah.
Get yourself an email list so that you can shoot yourself out to people, regardless of if you're on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you will always be able to own your stuff. I just talked a little bit about it, but I want to hear from your point of view.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing to me. Like, we are online, and we always feel like, you know, these are my people, but we don't own the apps, you know? Right. It's because it's accessible. It feels like you are, you know, you have ownership of this, but when Facebook and Instagram shut down last year, that was like a wake-up call, too. Like, oh, my gosh, my Instagram is gone. Where is my people?
Right.
And so, you know, I have a website, and I have a sign-up list in a link tree that say if you want to subscribe, put, you know, put your email in here, you know, get exclusive information, get my newsletter.
Right.
It's a way to stay connected, a way to sell products, way to pivot. Like, right. I'm newly just started Substack. And so, you know, I want people to read the things that I'm doing.
Right.
And when it comes down to your audience, like, you need to be able to have a more deeper relationship right. with them than just like a post. Like,
right.
Yeah, they want to know you. And also, like, data is the new oil.
Truth.
And so, and I stole that from a movie. I don't know where it come from. I got to think about
Businesses
it.
Businesses are buying data from us out of nowhere. It's all about that.
It's all about data is the new oil. And so you need your data. And then also, like, doing political work, I learned, like, people will even buy your list to talk to your audience.
Yes, they will.
It's another way that we can make money. And right. so I think that a lot of us need to be thinking about that.
Right.
Because without that, we're just renting
right.
our audience, and we need to do more than that.
Are y'all listening? Like, I hope you're taking heed to this advice, because it's happened to me where I've lost my entire audience. So do something about that. Get your email list together. You said Substack. I'm not sure what Substack is. I'm going to leave here today and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But take control, you know, of your audience. What is your niche? What do you consider your niche?
Oh, my goodness. I think about this a lot. I don't really say I have a niche, but people will say you're a body positivity girly. You're a lifestyle girly.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out how to say, you know, come up with an opening for you. And I'm like, I don't think she has a niche. I think she's just
I'm just her. Being myself.
Right. Right. She's like that girl.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm a model. Some days I feel like I'm a writer, TV personality, influencer. I like fashion. I mean, whatever I'm feeling in the moment, that's what I do.
So that's how you're balancing your authenticity. Like, who you are offline is who you are online.
Yes. I don't care about the algorithms. I don't care if I go viral ever again. I get the jobs. That's how I see it.
Huh. She said, I'm paid. I'm booked.
I ain't rich, so don't nobody ask me for money now.
And they will, so don't. Okay, so we've already talked a little bit about body positivity, but what does body positivity mean to you? I feel like it means something different to everybody.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
For me, body positivity is a way that I, like, celebrate myself and my community. So for, and now just to talk about the little history of my brand, like, just, and how it relates to body positivity. Early on, people was like, you're not going to go far if you don't get into the straight hair, if you don't get into wearing filters.
The straight hair.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I've been critiqued so much about, like, oh, you don't have the it girl aesthetic yet. And, but honestly, body positivity for me is like reimagining beauty. I look like my mama. I look like my grandma. I look like my aunties, right. my cousins. And so, body positivity for me is just showing up really who I am and looking like the people that I come from. That's it.
I've always been told that you're big, but you're beautiful. You're big, but you're handsome.
Yeah.
You're big, but you are so funny. And I kind of want people to take the big out of it.
Yeah.
You're just handsome. You're just beautiful. You're just funny.
And so I'm trying to figure that out for myself and try to... That's why I also wanted to talk to you to figure out what body positivity means to you, because you're so out with it. You're so upfront with it. And I've kind of hid behind it. Mm. So this is good having this talk with you. So thank you for coming on.
You know what? That's not true. I think I hide behind it too sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. Like, I think in sometimes, like, for example... I would say for a long time, I wouldn't want people to know I was country, because if I let people hear how I really, really sound when I'm talking to my mom and daddy, they're going to say, oh, she's pretending to be a mammy. If I code switch, you know, it's like I'm trying to be a respectable fat girl that is trying to fit in. So sometimes I like teeter-totter, and I even get confused about like, who am I?
Yeah. Tell me about it. I know all about the hiding the your accent, and I went to a college for it, a high-priced college, trying to get that accent taken away. And it still is coming back in my older age. I'm like, what the hell was I on that for? But I get it.
Yeah, because I when I was in middle school, I won this like oratorical, so I was flown to Virginia to go speak. And I just remember all of these kids coming from all over the country, and they say, you sound like Madea.
Oh my God.
And so it's, you know, it's like, this is the representation that they have of somebody who looks like me, a fat kid. Right. You can only imagine Madea when you see me and when you hear me.
Right.
And so for me, it's like, when I say reimagining beauty, it's like, you get to see that we all come, we come with these different bodies, and these bodies come with stories, different personalities, different talents. Right. Like, you strengths. Can sing, strengths. You can sing. I can't sing, not a lick.
Right.
You know, and it has nothing to do with you being fat. It has everything.
And people think that so much. They think if you are big and black that you can sing, and it's just not the case.
No, it's not the case. It's not the case, yeah.
We all have our own strengths and weaknesses, and I'm really happy we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
You are famous for marrying yourself.
Ooh,
this girl is famous for marrying herself. I mean, a whole, you know, family there, friends there, her work walking down the aisle. She has, you know, clothing on. It's a situation. Mm-hmm. You married yourself.
I married myself.
How did this come about? Why did this come about?
You know what? You may or may not believe me, but when I was younger, I always dreamed of, I was going to walk by myself, you know, be standing up there by myself. Like, weddings are for women. My family used to put on weddings all the time and decorate for people. And I thought, this ain't nothing but for the bride anyway. but at that time I was going to do it that way. Then COVID hit and then it became real serious in therapy. When I was talking to my therapist about it, like, I think I want to do a ceremony for myself to show that I can get rid of this trauma that I have, and I can make a commitment to myself and really just turn things around and take control. So whatever happened to me before my 30th birthday, I had no control over it, but I was going to really take a chance to really deeply love myself.
Mm.
And I had planned my wedding before I had told anybody else besides one friend. And she was like, girl, this is what white people do. She said it. And so I was like, you know, she prepared me for the world. Because her negative reaction to it prepared me for what people were going to say. So I wasn't really worried about that. When I told my mama and daddy,
okay,
I had already told my grandma.
How did you sit them down?
I ain't sit them down.
You just walked in the house and said, I'm marrying myself. I was marrying myself.
I took my mama and my daddy and my grandma out on a date to see Woman King, the movie.
Okay, come on, Viola Davis.
Yes, that's my auntie. And so, and... I said, Mom, Dad, I got something to tell y'all. My grandma had already knew she good at keeping secrets. And my mama said, oh, my stomach hurt. I'm like, girl, she anxious, thinking I'm finna tell her I'm pregnant or something. And I said, well, which one you want, the good news or the news that you might act a little crazy about? And she was like, well, give me the good news first. And I said, well, I got a radio show, because I had just got a radio show at that time.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, well, I'm marrying myself. My mama said, I'm getting married. My mama said, well, we met nobody. My daddy talking about, Les, come on. My daddy had done walked off because he didn't understand.
He's like, ain't nobody asked me about nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't blame him.
And I said, well, I'm marrying myself. And my mama said, oh, child, come on. And it took them a while to call it a wedding, because before that, they was calling it a thing. And I said, Mama, this is a wedding. You're going to a wedding. And that, and you know, my daddy, he wasn't into it until the wedding day. And afterwards, he said, D, this was so good. This is nice and beautiful. And that was enough for me. I ain't care nothing about what the people said on the internet.
I know, that's right. And guys, now we are going to cut to a clip of her wedding, okay? Forever, I promise this mama forever, ever. Dresses dancing on the bezel, kind of feeling unforgettable. Promise this mama forever, promise this mama forever, forever and ever. You heard that? Forever and ever. That's the sound of the price going up. Okay, what's the best piece of advice that you've received on this social media influencer journey that you've gone on so far?
Honestly, to separate myself from it, because I really do show up on the internet as myself, I have to accept that when people are saying things online, like they still don't know me.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, separating and also I had to, that advice allowed me to really cherish the people that were around me and try to like lean in more. Cause I can kind of be a little bit, like a ghoster. And so like, it helped me to try to like lean in because you need the real people in your life. So that advice helped me.
What's something that your followers don't know about you? Because you're authentic to the core, I feel like. Oh. So what's something that you haven't shown them that they don't know about you, that you're just not, you know, the journey that you're not taking them on?
I get with you. You know, get with you.
Catch me outside is what she pretty much said. She'll see you outside about her family, and I don't blame you.
So, you know, I kind of keep that as like my real life, my separate life. And that I'm a big reader. I love, love, love to read all the time. Let me see something else. Like, what is it?
Oh, she's digging, y'all. I am digging.
I don't talk a lot, even though I hinted on a date, I don't really talk a lot about the dating because, you know, I don't want people to count. Because when I tell
you... don't want people to what?
I don't want people to count my lovers, you know what I mean? Because I will switch them out again and again and again and again and again. And so, and again, and again. Oh. So,
Wait a minute. Okay.
And so I don't want people to count and you know, so I keep that separate.
I get that. So what's next for you? What should we look out for?
Well, I'm newly on a TV show, Afro TV, with Point of View.
Okay.
And so this is my first time actually like doing like group conversations. So I'm actually, I like it.
You?
Yeah. Like group conversation on TV and stuff. That's new. So it's in talking about pop culture.
Okay.
That's very new. So I'm excited. Like I get to learn, you know, you kind of got to jump in and you learn all these new skills. And I like that. And what else is new for me is like I launched this new business. Is called Shine Wave. And
Shine Wave. Okay.
And it connects influencers to social responsibility. Because that's near and dear to my heart. I'm never going to stop caring about the world.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Oh my gosh. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on.
I'm so glad you have me.
Yeah, yes. Girl. I was trying to figure out, I'm like, who are the people that I want to come on my first season? And like, I see you online and it's just like her.
Thank you.
She's that girl.
Yes.
So thank you for accepting and coming on and coming from Florida. Like, yes. What are you doing?
You are so worth it. You are so worth
girl, it. Girl, stop. I love you. Seriously. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, we're going to come back for a game portion. So you stay right there, okay? More with Danny. Bye. The most. Hey there, and welcome back to The Moment. We are still here with Danny, and guess what? This is our game segment. We play a like-ish game. They're not paying me, I'm not paying them, so it is ish.
Okay.
So, I have some actions and some movies in the bowls. I'm gonna pull out, you know, whatever, and I'm gonna act out what it is, and you get to guess. We're going to do a minute and a half. If you guess enough correctly in the minute and a half, we will donate to your charity.
Okay.
We are excited about this. Can you tell everyone what your charity is?
Okay, so this charity is called Crave. They are based out of Orlando, Orange County. They help develop new nonprofit leaders. I am an alumni of Crave, and they've helped me so much become, be a part of the community, teaching you about finance. They've taught us about we come together to do faith-based things.
Okay.
And also make change in our local community. Even though I'm in Seminole, they have extended their program in the past to people living outside of Orlando. So I hope I win for Crave today.
Come on, Crave. Okay. Come on. Are we ready with the timer? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yes. Now, don't you pull no movie.
No movie?
I don't know nothing about no movies.
I cannot. So we're going to do some actions.
Okay.
Okay. And you ready?
Okay. Okay.
So.
Baseball. Okay. Baseball bat mitten. A pitcher. A swing person. A batter. A baseball player.
You got it.
Okay. Somebody make a sand castle or yep. something.
How did you guess that?
Because you said slide like that. Dust? You writing something? Okay, finger dust, writer dust. Finger writing, finger painting. Ooh, baby, you good. roll, pushing a cart. Eating a car, painting,
there's no way.
Okay, good. Snorkeling, snorkeler under the water, deep diving under the sea, under the
what
water.
Is that person called?
Okay. They do something under the water. I know.
Crave, I don't know. Oh, no, Crave. Baby. Hey, okay,
seven
rope six, climber, five, climbing four. Rope.
Three, two.
What? Nah, squeak. One. What the hell is that?
Girl, you country. You know about milking a cow. How you miss milking a cow?
Child, I thought you was climbing the ropes.
I guess it does look like that. You know what, Crave? We are very, very hospitable here at the moment. And so you're getting a donation anyhow.
Yay! Okay.
Okay, so do you have any final advice for people who are coming into this social media game? You know, people who might be afraid of how their body looks, how their voice sounds, how whatever. You know, do you have any advice for them? Like, no matter what their size is, they can be skinny, meanie, they can be big, they can be tall, short. Any advice for them to get in front of the camera and do their thing authentically like you do?
Okay, so here's two things I want to say. One, if you want to be somebody, want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
Hey! So what I want to say about that is, like, you know, I believe in the arts. Even though influencer is online, I think you need to be a student of the arts.
Mm.
And so I think that people need to get back to that. And then the second thing I would say about being authentic is, like, nobody else is you. And I think that it's beautiful that we all are creators and able to access each other online. And I don't want folks to get caught up in the likes. At the end of the day, you are supposed to be doing what you're doing. So never give up. I don't care if your hairline missing. I don't care if your stomach dropped to the ground. You a little wrinkled. Whatever it is, get on there and do your thing, because ain't nobody else you.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. I love that. Thank you for coming on. Okay, and I just want to say to Issa Rae, thank you for telling us, you know, teaching us to network across instead of reaching up and trying to pray somebody helps us. On this show, we are networking across.
Yes.
And we are building from the ground up. So this chair is always warm and waiting for you whenever you'd like to sit in it. So let's just get that out of the way, okay,
girl, Issa? I can act a little bit if you need me.
I know that's right. Come on, shoot your shot. That's how you became an influencer like that, because you shoot your shot. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, everybody, thank you for watching the moment, and we will see you next time, okay? Bye.
This is the moment, moment, let's be clear. This is your moment, moment, while you're here. This is the moment, moment, let's be clear. This is your moment.